Hello, dear listeners. This podcast has reached its final episode. I've started a new podcast titled Build Your English, which you can find at patreon.com/buildyourenglish. There, you can access your weekly free episode and its transcript. I hope to see you there. Hello, dear listeners. Happy New Year to all of you. And welcome to episode 51 of the C1 Speaking Podcast. I am super excited to be here with you today. And as we embark on 2024, I have set a singular goal for this podcast. And that is to help you elevate your English from good to great. I know your English is already quite good. After all, you wouldn't be able to listen to this podcast otherwise. But now, right now, it's time to take your skills to the next level. Imagine reaching that stage where people are constantly telling you, "Wow, your English is really great. It's amazing. It's fantastic." If that's your aspiration, I invite you to continue listening to this podcast throughout 2024. Make it part of your balanced weekly English diet. Sounds good? Do we have a deal? All right, splendid. Now, let's not wait any longer and let's dive into today's question and answer. Today's episode will center on an intriguing question that I'm sure has crossed your mind. So, without further ado, let's jump right in. Here is today's question. Do you think setting a New Year's resolution to improve your English is effective? What an appropriate question at the start of the year. Here's my answer. Well, to tell you the truth, I believe setting a New Year's resolution to better your English can be quite effective, but it all hinges on your approach. Setting a goal at the start of a calendar year is a splendid idea in theory, but the real success comes from your persistence. Now, I do realize that the start of a new year often brings a wave of motivation, which is brilliant for setting ambitious goals like enhancing your English speaking skills. This initial enthusiasm is like a first push in the right direction when embarking on a long journey. However, it's important to remember the common pitfall for all of us. The novelty of New Year's resolutions can fade away, and sometimes quite quickly. As the year goes on, other priorities might take over. We've all been there, right? Let's be honest. That's why integrating English learning into your daily routine is crucial, making it a habit rather than just a seasonal ambition. For instance, I found it effective to listen to English for 30 minutes each day. In the past years, I've been tuning into various English podcasts and audiobooks, and it's become something I genuinely look forward to. The trick is to keep it enjoyable. Whether it's listening, speaking, reading, or writing, just find something that captivates you. That's the crucial element to long-term success, in my humble opinion. So, all in all, I'd say that a New Year's resolution to improve your English can indeed be effective if paired with a realistic plan, regular practice, and, crucially, enjoyment. It's not just about making a resolution. It's the ongoing commitment to enjoyable and consistent action that really counts. There you go. That's my answer. What do you think? What do you reckon? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Is it BS or are you nodding in approval? talk about it with your friends, your family, your teacher, or maybe even send me an email if you want. Anyway, now let's take a moment to delve into a couple of key phrases used in today's response in order to practice and build vocabulary. All right? So in my answer, I use the phrase hinges on your approach. Let's take a closer look at this expression. First of all, repeat after me. Hinges on your approach. Brilliant. So we're not splitting the words, right? We don't say hinges on your approach. No. We want our English to be great, right? So we're saying hinges on your approach, as if it is almost one word, hinges on your approach. All right. Now the phrase hinges on your approach means that the success or outcome of something depends critically on the method or attitude with which it is undertaken. To hinge on something is to be dependent upon it. Much like the way a door's movement depends on its hinges. Hey, there you go, right? That's where it comes from. All right, let's look at some example sentences to make it a bit clearer. First one, the effectiveness of the training program hinges on your approach to learning and practice. And that's true, of course. So this sentence suggests that the success of the training program is dependent on the learner's method and attitude towards learning and practicing. Second example sentence. Our project success hinges on your approach to team management and communication. Here, the phrase is used to indicate that the success of a project is critically dependent on how team management and communication are handled. And number three, whether or not we can resolve this conflict hinges on your approach to the negotiations. So in this example, the phrase implies that resolving the conflict is dependent on the method and attitude brought into the negotiation process. There you go. Hinges on your approach. Second phrase that I want to look at today is brings a wave of motivation. Repeat after me. It brings a wave of motivation. So again, we're not splitting this into individual words, right? When we speak, we don't say brings a wave of motivation. No, we say brings a wave of motivation. And specifically, the of becomes of, right? Brings a wave of motivation. And this phrase refers to the occurrence of a strong, often sudden increase in motivation or enthusiasm. It suggests a surge of inspiration or drive, much like a wave, right? That energizes people to take action or pursue goals. So that's why we say it brings a wave of motivation, because it's much like a wave. All right, let's have a look at some example sentences to make it a bit clearer. The success of her first novel brings a wave of motivation for her to write more. And this sentence implies that the success of the author's first novel has created a strong surge of motivation for her to continue writing. And this, dear listeners, is why podcasters or writers or teachers always like to hear some feedback, positive feedback, because it's true. It's true. It really brings a wave of motivation. Every time that I get an email or somebody writes me a message on Facebook or in the speaking club and tells me that they love listening to the podcast, I get a wave of motivation. Second example sentence. Joining a fitness community often brings a wave of motivation to stick to workout routines. And here, the phrase is used to suggest that being part of a fitness community can result in a significant increase in motivation to maintain exercise habits. It's true, right? It's true. And then the last sentence, number three, the positive feedback from his boss brings a wave of motivation to improve his performance further. And in this example, the phrase indicates that receiving positive feedback has significantly motivated the individual to enhance his work performance. And of course, this is also recognizable for everyone, right? I mean, we all love to get some praise from our boss or teacher or parents. So there you go. One last time, brings a wave of motivation. That's the expression. And of course, to make your learning process better, I highly recommend subscribing to the email list, because then you always get a transcript of these questions and answers and the practice and build vocabulary parts of the podcast. It really helps you, right? It really helps your learning process. So I highly recommend joining the email list. All right. I think that's your English practice for today, dear listeners. Yeah, it is. We're already at the end. Remember the two language chunks, okay, that we discussed today. Hinges on your approach and brings a wave of motivation. And don't forget to use them when appropriate. All right? And with that, we wrap up today's episode. Thank you for joining me. I hope you found this episode insightful and beneficial. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I would be grateful if you shared it with friends who are eager to elevate their English from good to great, just like you. Let's make it a collective goal for 2024, all right? I promise I'm going to be here throughout the year to guide you and your friends in making this New Year's resolution a resounding success. Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and as always, happy speaking. Talk soon, my friends. Bye-bye. Oh, and one more thing. You might have heard that I have a new podcast. It's called Build Your English. Every week, from Monday to Friday, I publish 10-minute lessons that teach English in a fun and effective way. I talk about all sorts of topics, from everyday subjects like food, travel, books, and language learning, to more serious ones like history, politics, culture, and even philosophy. The episodes are spoken at a speed you can understand and come with downloadable MP3 files and PDF transcripts. So by dedicating just 10 minutes a day to our lessons, you won't just see improvements in your English, you'll also enjoy the learning journey. I invite you to listen to an episode and see for yourself. Patreon.com/buildyourenglish. Patreon.com/buildyourenglish.